What is it we do? There's a, I forgot about all those clips. Yeah. Now we have this system where we can hear the clips.
I was gonna say, yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
It, to explain it to the kid at home, what happens is the show starts with the morning show rollout clips.
Right,
the aerobics championships, the fuck the chicken. But the problem is that for the 3 years we've been doing this company, we don't hear those.
Yeah.
So when they usually get added, you forget all about them unless you watch the show later. And so, like,
but now, you'd have to watch the show on the Twitch archive.
Now Kevin's done the whole thing where he's revamped the setup in here, where we hear them. We hear it off the confidence monitor, and they're great.
They're great.
I really, Kevin, can you play for me right now?
Give me the Mooner Knights. Can you give me the Mooner
Knights? No, I don't want the Mooner Knights. I don't want the Mooner Knights.
Give me the Mooner Knights.
Okay, give me the Mooner Knights.
Give me.
We are the Mooner Knights. And our culture is advanced beyond all that you can possibly comprehend with 100%.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Fat Pope. That's why we do it before the show starts.
Son of a bitches.
Good point.
Those sons of bitches.
We want another Mr. Bucket situation.
I want it noted, though, that the good people over at Tommy Boy have yet to claim us because they realize what true art is.
No.
Well, they're gone. They're gone now. They don't exist anymore. Nobody's paying attention to Tommy Boy clips.
I think someone is paying attention. If
either way, it's probably David Spade, and he's probably just shaking his old fist at this guy because he doesn't understand how the internet works. He's just going to do sets at the Comedy Store every day, just hoping one day people will care. You know?
I still want to watch the clips. Here's what I'm
what
saying.
What is it? Let's watch the clips.
Do we want to stop? We haven't even done the intro to the morning show.
Yeah, we don't have
you know
to.
I mean?
This doesn't have to be. This could be all just for the Twitch audience.
You're right there with
me. You see what I'm saying?
You're right there with me.
You want to go through and watch all the clips?
Not all the clips.
Which one do you want to see?
I love the brand new one that I had never, ever seen or heard before. Which is
he's dead?
Yeah. Todd's got the night off. He was found murdered and dead in the back alley. You're like, what?
I don't think we're going to get claimed for that one.
No,
but
I
also didn't think we were
going to
get claimed for the Glass trailer, and they just destroyed us. They just came
M.
up
Night,
our ass.
Shyamalama M. Night Shyamalan's
people. I don't think it was him specifically, but I think he has people that
you
just
don't
went
think
up
M. Night Shyamalan is there. Checking
those,
these things out.
What are they called? Magnifying glasses.
Oh, okay.
They came up our ass, and they were like, what did you have for dinner two nights ago?
Mr. Bucket peeps.
The Mr. Bucket way.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They took a page out of the Mr. Bucket book.
Yeah.
And they got surgical on our asses.
Here's what I'm going to do, Nick.
Man.
I'm going to blow my nose.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
blow my nose.
And then I want you to do the introduction of the show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I said I'm going to... What wasn't clear about that?
You're right.
Fucking punch him, dude.
You're right.
Champ to Champ podcast has got to be better than this, all right?
We got it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. It is Friday, July 27th. Oh, boy. This has been a very, very long week, not the least of which was at 9:30 last night. I was watching the Ken Burns Vietnam documentary, and I was like, I'm really enjoying this. I'm excited to finish this episode and go to bed at 10. No, because I had to watch Deadpool last night, and I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, oh, boy. Actually, a lot more entertaining than I thought it was going to be.
Kevin. Really?
Yeah.
Did you not like Deadpool the first time around?
I did. I was dreading watching it last night.
Sure.
I was like,
homework.
Oh, God, this is going to drag. And then it starts, and I was like, oh, wait, this is the fun one.
I'll tell you what. This is for XCU in review, of course, right. Available. YouTube.com/kindoffunny. We're doing Deadpool today to get ahead of next Thursday's Deadpool.
Days of Future Past, of course, up right now. You can watch that. One of the best mango moments ever about mangoes.
Dude, I'll tell you right now. Everybody loves the in-review series. Mm-hmm. Universally hailed.
Yeah.
You know, Engadget writing about it. That's how you know you made it. What I'll say about the XCU in review episode for Days of Future Past is it has one of the most genuinely funny, kind of funny moments in our entire history.
I'll take off the descriptor of kind of funny. I think it's the funniest moment in the history of humankind. Hmm.
I wouldn't go that far, but I think it's a really funny clip.
Name
for
one
us.
Funnier. Name one moment where you laughed harder in your life than you did on
Wet
that
Hot
podcast.
American Summer.
Yeah, okay.
The first time watching Wet Hot American Summer when he's driving, he's like, I'm coming to you, and he's in the van, even though we ain't got much. Oh, fuck! And he spins the wheel wildly, and they cut to a wide shot of a van, and then straightaway hitting. I don't know what it's like to be Superman to be exposed to kryptonite, but I feel like that's what it was because it was clearly my Achilles heel, and my girlfriend at the time, like, was laughing with me and then started laughing at me, and then went and rewound it without me asking, as I was like wheezing on the ground, holding my ribs in college to make me watch it again, and I had the same reaction.
I had
happy birthday.
I had a very popular, similar reaction to that, and the part where Paul Rudd takes the kid out on the ride, and he's like, "Are we gonna go swimming?" He's like,
we're to a pizza party.
Yeah, he just throws him out of the fucking van.
He just lands there dead.
Oh god, we do this show each and every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you guys want to join with us and be in the chat, we would love to talk to you, and we will be talking to you guys throughout the show. You'll have things to say. You'll correct when I'm wrong. You'll give us new news stories, Mr. Yasman 300. We appreciate that. Of course, if you're watching in a different time zone or you just have something better to do during the day, we appreciate that. We respect that. You have lives, you have jobs, you have kids that are always like, "Daddy, daddy, I'm hungry." And you go, "I'm not fucking feeding you today because you got shit on the wall again." That's okay. We put this show up on YouTube every day as well. If you're watching on YouTube, please leave a comment. The word of the day is
champ to champ. All one word, numeral two in the middle.
There it is. If you don't have anything better to say to us, if you don't have any comments on the news stories, the topics, or the silly things we're going to talk about today, put champ to champ in the comments. Make sure you like this video and then subscribe to our channel. Also, follow us on Twitter.
Can I give a big old shout out to the dozens of people who subscribed with Twitch Prime before we went live? I tweeted today, quote tweeting Sam, who sent me a screen grab of him using his Twitch Prime.
Yeah.
Quote tweeted the whole thing and said, like, "Hey, the normal rigmarole. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime. I'm on Twitter, so it's a different thing. Maybe you don't use Twitch, but if you have this, it would mean a lot if you went and gave it to any streamer. We'd love it to be us. But you have a free $5 subscription." So many people came over here and did that in off hours, which is unheard of.
That was really great of you and really smart, because I'm sure it actually moved the needle. I say it every day. People, I can hear it. I can feel it. When I start doing the rigmarole, people's brains just go, boo.
Sure.
And then when I stop talking, the regularly.
Well, that's why you got to shake it up. What I like to do,
take off your
pants. And I've never done, is come over here and do this. You get, because then they're watching on YouTube. What is it? Like,
did you ride on your belly again?
Hey, hey.
So out of focus.
Hey, yeah. Stop watching. Like, hey, setting. You're on YouTube watching. Am I in another tab?
Don't do it, Kev. Just let him be. Let me be in focus for once.
Hey, give us the fucking Amazon Prime money. I know you have it, and I know you don't use Twitch. That's fine, but just give it to us. Give it to us. See, if you shake up, here's what I want everyone to know. Here's what I want everyone to know.
What happens? Did you catch a nipple?
Somebody brought this flag down like on Monday, and I've been hitting my head on it every fucking day.
It's not supposed to be. Just zhuzh it.
Just rip it off? You want me to just rip it out of the ceiling?
Just fucking zhuzh it.
Here's what I'm going to say, everybody.
It's Friday.
Because, you know, we like to have fun on the Champ to Champ podcast.
Champ to Champ.
We've now rebranded any show we're on as Champ to Champ.
Yeah. Put that on you the fucking can Reddit.
I'm happy we've turned a corner. We've turned a corner in the Nick Scarpino life cycle. Where for a long time, as you know, audience member, as you know, everybody watching and commenting on Reddit, because I see the comments on Reddit, I see the threads about it. Nick, in the best shape of his life, continuing to drop LBs, continuing to get cut in the shoulder. It's the shoulder definition I like so much.
You know, it's this shirt. It's this J. Crew shirt.
No, it's not that. It's and that's that. And here's the thing: shoulder. Is that I've been saying it for a long time that you're in the best shape of your life, that you look better, and you used to brush it off. You used to be like, "I'm still not happy." Blah, blah, blah. I can tell you how I know. We've turned the corner where you actually believe it. You're starting to show your stomach. You're starting to pull your shirt up. You've done it twice this week. That is unheard of. That is unheard of.
That's two times. That's the only two times ever. Literally, I shower with the shirt on. I'm never nude. I'm basically never nude.
Like, you, right before you wake up, your wife's like, babe. She like wakes up. She's like, what? You're like, I'm about to get in the shower. You mace her. You run in the shower. You're like, ah! She's screaming.
She's kids. She's like, why every day?
I don't want to look.
I'm starting to have vision problems. I do not, of course, that's my wife, ladies and gentlemen. This episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Simple Contacts. We'll get to that read a little later when we give away a game. You all know how to get entered into that. Wait, you don't? Well, you're in the Twitch chat right now. You're entered to win. Of course, if you want to subscribe to us, that gets you a second shot, as well as some private time with us later. And then there's a couple other ways, but I'll explain those when, after everything. Ladies and gentlemen, it's housekeeping time. Kevin, roll it. Roll it. Kevin.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
We already talked about Days of Future Past. Of course, we're doing Deadpool for next week. And boy, oh boy, that was a good one. So that'll be next Thursday, 9 a.m., regularly scheduled programming. What we will not be doing next week is the morning show. Monday through Friday, I was going to get to that.
No, you weren't.
Probably not. I don't like to talk about the competing products on the show.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't know if they compete. They're back to back.
They are competing.
Back to back.
On YouTube.
They're both morning shows. They're both morning shows.
Do you think people have enough? Do you think people have time in their day to watch it? 2 hours of us?
Yes. And more than that. I've seen the Reddit threads.
Go to kindoffunny.com/RTX. You can see our full schedule there. We will be at RTX. I believe we're flying out. We're flying out Wednesday?
Thursday.
So we'll be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But we are taking the mornings off. Here's everything else going on normally, regularly. GOG, Gamescast, days, what is it? No, the MCU interview, all that stuff happening regularly scheduled. What we'll be doing instead is taking a much deserved break and probably playing a lot of Fortnite.
We're actually playing a lot of Fortnite for party modes. Yeah, next week we're using Get Ahead of XCU and review for party modes, the podcast, all this stuff. And then, yeah, go to RTX, which is next week.
So scroll down here.
We haven't introduced this yet. You can go to kindoffunny.com/RTX.
I said already.
To find out everything we're doing at RTX. Now, let's play a fun game. Scroll on down. Kevin, give me a scroll.
I'm coming.
Kevin, let's go for a scroll. Stop! Right there. Thursday, August 2nd, Let's Play Live, RTX Austin. Mm-hmm. Who wants to play a fun game with Greg and Kinda Funny? Would you like to play, sir?
Oh, I'm out.
Your ticket's already been bought.
So I'd like to pay.
We're coming in. We land at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
If anything goes wrong with the kind of funny flight to RTX, we'll see if we make Let's Play Live,
Let's put it this way. Jack, who plans the show.
Lost without us.
Beautiful man.
Right.
Probably.
Some call him the redheaded version of Greg Miller.
Yeah. I'm sure he is well aware of this. And I'm sure he's got a backup plan to fill the 20 minutes we're supposed to be on stage, whereby Jeremy just eats something and throws it up.
Okay, that's fair.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like our art is so in demand that if we don't show up, the entire RTX audience will be like, where was Greg and Nick shirtless?
A lot of people will be. There will be at least 10 people in Kinda Funny shirts at RTX.
And they'll just come to any of the other events that we're doing, including the screening of the documentary, which is happening Saturday, August 4th at 2 p.m. in the Hilton Governor's Ballroom. We're all going to be there. It's going to be fun. We're going to do a Q&A afterward. Very excited to show everyone that. We've talked about it before, but the title is Waiting for the Punchline.
Have you seen a screener of it, right?
Yeah.
Did they use any footage of me?
Yes. Cool. I believe so.
Cool. How about me?
No.
They didn't record me.
Is it my interview, or is it just me in B-roll?
You're in B-roll. I believe you're in the final showcase. And I think they also used a quote from you in your interview.
That's what I like to hear.
As well.
That's what I like to hear.
It's also possible I just made both those up.
I'm fine. Either way, now I'm going to come to the thing to see it.
There you go.
You'll never know, though. I will bring tomatoes.
I did have one of the comics that we interviewed. And he was like, hey, man, I'm really excited about your documentary. I was like, yeah, it should be coming out soon. He's like, did I make the cut? I'm like, no. Should have sugarcoated that.
Yeah, sugar.
Should have sugarcoated that. I was like, sorry, man. No, you didn't make the cut. And he was like, oh. And just kind of walked away.
Cool.
And I was like,
good talking. Good talks.
Good talking to you. That's the price I got to pay for fame, you know?
That's what you got to do.
You got to crush a couple eggs if you want to eat the shells.
That's not at all
you
gotta
saying. Omelets and shells.
That's a great saying, man.
Thanks, Kev. Shout out to a lot of people who caught my saying yesterday that when you make excuses, you make an ass out of you and me.
That's good. That was a good one.
Thank you.
All right, I like that one a lot.
Thank you.
Now, here's something we were talking about beforehand.
Yeah.
Nick.
Yeah.
When it happens, when we have the ability, will you have the chat beamed to your brain?
Yeah.
Do you want a HUD? Do you want a HUD?
I don't, because I'm a late adopter.
Yeah.
And most of it is because, here's how it works. I'm always a late adopter of things.
Yeah.
I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Sure.
Right?
Something's going to go wrong, right?
The iPhones, I was a late adopter of that. I'm like, this technology is too good. At some point, we're going to figure out that they just explode in your pocket.
Yeah.
And then you have one.
And it turned out to be the Galaxy X.
Right? Turned out to be the Galaxy X. I bet on the wrong pony on that one.
Here's what I know. Androids explode. iPhones don't.
Yeah, fact. Although batteries do expand in iPhones.
Never seen it.
I have. My dad had one happen. He was like, I think this is wrong. I'm like, I know that's wrong. It's the size of a brick. But I will say this. We're going to get to a news story later. And for every time I'm paranoid, there's always one out of every five or six things reinforces that paranoia of why I should not have bought that thing to begin with. So this is why when they eventually start putting chips in people's brains, I'll go, no. And then when one person goes crazy and starts macing his wife because he doesn't want to take his shirt off, I will be the person to say, I told you so.
Got it.
See, I'm not going to be that person.
Got it. I'm all
natural.
You are. That's true.
But it would be nice to have, the thing I love about you as a co-host is that you bring a laptop and actually read the chat.
Oh yeah, I'm in there. I'm seeing
Andy.
What's happening.
The chat's always toward me. I'm right here. Andy just sits over there, and sometimes I look over at him, and he's like preening himself.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
That's all he does.
Like a kitty.
I'm like, hey.
Pomeranian.
He's our house palm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you another grievance I have before we get through the rest of the housekeeping. It's party mode. Just go watch party mode. It's party mode week. There it is.
They get it. You do your housekeeping.
YouTube.com/ kind of funny games. Whatever. It's party mode. Here's the problem I have with today.
Today, Friday.
Okay. Looking at the schedule.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're off next week. We're trying to get ahead of MCU in review. We got to do that from 3 to 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Before that, we've got Skype calls with all of the amazing supporters.
Snowbike Mike's in there.
I'm very excited about that. Maybe one day we'll actually record these and put them out to the audience.
Mike, yeah.
Then we have We have a little period from 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's scheduled. Joey's got a lunch scheduled. She's out of the office. Yeah, okay. Andy's not here.
Until I see you in a review.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the problem I have. At no point on this schedule, let's say Fortnite time.
Yeah.
This is a massive problem.
I know.
And this is something that is systemic in our organization.
I'm aware.
Is that when Tim puts things on the schedule, he doesn't keep in mind our Fortnite addiction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I feel like he's not being sensitive to our problem.
No, he's not. He's a monster.
And then after this, I got a Ransky's going away party at 5:15. I can't play late tonight. I literally can't play Fortnite tonight until late. And then you know I'm going to forget my doc because I'm a late adopter.
You are going to forget your doc. That's true. That's
hey, guys.
Don't like it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Kevin Koala from the Kind of Funny Press Pool.
Real exciting news. I got my first real victory royale yesterday with the squad. Proud of myself.
Good job, Kev. Was I in that squad?
No.
Thanks for the invite.
What I would like to do real quick.
Yesterday.
I want to give a big shout out to AJ Axe1313, who earlier in the show, when you briefly mentioned Fortnite, proposed the Kind of Funny drinking game, where you take a drink if we mention Fortnite. And now he's in the chat going, drink. Sorry, we enjoy things, AJ. You know what I mean?
Hey, AJ, if you want to drink right now, go for it. If you're of legal age in your country and or state, and you want to drink at 11:15 in the morning Pacific time, we're not going to judge you to your face.
Now, here's something else. You just quoted the time. I want to let you know about something that just happened.
Yeah.
I called our hotel in Austin.
Yeah.
Because guess who's coming? Portillo the Wiener Dog.
Oh, awesome.
Portillo the Wiener Dog.
I was going to say Santa Claus.
Going to melt.
Then I was like, why would Santa Claus come? That's the conversation I just had in my head.
Portillo's coming to his first RTX.
Love him.
Going to melt and die, probably.
Are you going to put a little shoes on him? Because that pavement's real hot.
Yeah.
He's going to burn his soul.
I know. His pads. Don't worry.
I can also have Kevin duct tape his feet shut.
That's not how feet work.
I'm not going. You guys just don't like
No, beforehand, places. Kevin. No, you're fine.
I called them. The woman answers the phone. She's like, hello, Natalie.
Bonjour, as they say in Texas.
Good morning. I'm sorry, I mean afternoon. And I said, no, actually, Natalie, I think God intervened here. It is morning where I am.
Yeah. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You know what
I
mean? Natalie.
I
heard him say all of that. And I was like, that's an interesting conversation.
Hey, I have the best conversations over here. I have fun with it.
Yeah, you'd make a great waiter, you always say.
It's funny,
dude.
This is right
I
now,
would fucking crush being waiting. A waiter. I think about leaving this all behind. How much do I need to make on Twitch as a Fortnite streamer? Drink, AJ, just to do that, and then just go wait tables at Chili's.
You could do that. You could wait. Here's the thing: if you really wanted to do it, we could get you a job at Chili's. You wait tables on the weekends. It's fun. Saturdays, Friday nights, Saturday nights, best nights anyway.
Yeah.
You don't need to be wasting time Monday through Thursday. Your main tip nights are gonna be Friday and Saturday night. That's when it heats up at Chili's.
Yeah, but then I feel like I have to earn that spot, right? Like, I don't feel like they're just going to give that to me.
No, you'll earn it in a week.
Yeah?
Plus, there's always some schlub like me who was like, I don't want to work hard on Friday and Saturday night. I want to go party. Mm. You can take my shift. That's the way
it goes. Okay, I'll think about it.
Of course, we have been having, in fact, a one-way conversation. If you guys want to be a part of this conversation and you want to do it the right way, you can leave us a tip at the $5 or
just
above
like
level.
Just like the bitch AJX1313.
Hey, hold on. Are you guys reading tips?
Not yet, but we're talking about tips.
What, do we have a tip thing now?
Fucking shit.
Oh, Christ.
You know how long I was working on this fucking...
Oh, Christ.
AJ Axe 1313, by the way. Thanks for being a subscriber.
Yeah, just talk shit to Rob.
Oh, he loves it. That's always...
No. Listen, I've got very draconian on this. You want to ban him?
No, I don't.
You want to fuck him?
I've heard your banning thing. First off, I was banning people left and right before you ever were.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And I like all good things, I took your dumb fuck joke and I made it better.
How did you make it better?
I just keep doing it.
Joker Royalty says Greg at Chili's would be weird. I don't understand why.
Look at Ant-Man 0208 says fuck's sake because he knows what's coming, don't you, Ant-Man? You better be careful. Better be careful. I see you in there shaking that ass.
Calm down.
Kevin, how are we doing on the tip thing?
I'm fucking...
Are you fixing it?
Yeah, it's incredibly hard to do, but I'm fixing it because it was a clip that's 7 seconds.
You're going to love this. It's worth it. It's worth the long wait. While we're doing that, though, I will go in to see if there's any tips right now.
Okay, go ahead.
And are there a ton of tips? Let's read them out.
I'm looking at the San Bruno Chili's menu.
Yeah.
To see, because I want to do some, we could do some role playing here, but I don't know much about the menu anymore. Chicken Crispers look pretty good.
All right, Nick.
Hey, Kevin.
What's up?
They got $7 lunch combos at the San Bruno Chili's. I think we should go there next week.
Do you want to practice?
Sure.
Well, we can do it today if you want.
No, you just looked at the schedule.
Are you ready?
You just looked at the schedule. You know what I mean?
Give it to me. It's tip time.
Fuck me, guys.
Here's what I will say.
Yeah.
Kevin.
We try on this shit.
Kevin, talented man, makes the place run, does all these different things. Kevin did one of those things today.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I heard it, and I was like, there's no way that's happening. I sat down, and turned out it had happened, and I'm like, you're a dumb fuck that could have blown up in your face. And it didn't, though. We got new AVerMedia cards. Mm-hmm. We've been running off the same AVerMedia cards since 2014 that I bought when I started streaming on Game Over Greggy.
Yeah.
Aver was nice enough to send us new ones, 4K ones.
Yeah.
Kevin installed them, and we are running now.
Great.
So if the picture looks better, that's why. And if there's no difference, hey, whatever.
I mean, for me, it was better. It was easier to set it out without the Morang happening.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. What cards are we using over there?
This is the G551, the Live Gamer Extreme 2. Now, the thing about this card, it's very interesting, because it does 4K.
Kevin, pop on the camera. Let's see the thing. Oh, yeah. Let's see your pretty face.
There you go. It does 4K pass-through, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And it does 1080 out as a limit, which is fascinating, because that works for us. We don't need 4K out. Because we don't have any 4K cameras. But if we wanted to, we hook up PlayStation Pro and
that makes sense.
Do 4K.
That explains a lot. That was going to answer that question I was going to ask. Here's my follow-up question. Do we have that tips clip, or is that not going
to... Yeah, Nick, let's give it a fucking... Let's give
Here
it
we go. Third time's the charm.
There it is.
What does she say? Taps?
You know what? Kev, can you bring up the clip itself?
I'm trying...
Do you have the clip itself? I just want to watch it. While you're doing that, I will read tips. Philly John Tony says, Nick, did you ever end up seeing a quiet... Gave us a nice tip. Said, did you ever end up seeing a quiet place? If so, what did you think? It's my birthday. Can I get a little ditty from Andy, the man with three first names? Andy's not here today. I apologize. We'll have him do one in spirit for you. No, I have not seen a quiet place. I was going to watch it over the weekend, but my wife said, and I quote, that's a scary movie. Yeah, it is scary.
Phil John Tony had a birthday. My name's Andy. Sing a song about Phil John Tony. I am Andy, and I'm dumb, and I'm skinny, and my hair's really good, and I have a premonition that I'll die in the hood. Why am I walking?
Your breath smells like caramel. It's nice.
It's the coffee.
Marco H. from Spokane, Washington says, hi, KF crew. My 29th B-Day is on 7:30, so I wanted to say my thanks early. You're all hilarious and charming. MI6 was great, in my humble opinion. Hope everyone had a great weekend. This is for 810. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Who should I listen to instead? Sorting Mail in the PNW won't be the same without you. Don't listen to anyone. Go back and listen to all of our stuff. There's got to be podcasts of ours that you haven't listened to yet. Hey, how about that podcast we did called Game Over Greggy Show? We had a good one last time.
You've seen them all?
Have you seen them all?
Yeah, you bitches.
It's like Pokemon. You can't catch them all.
That's did you see them all when you caught them in?
Will Tron gave us 1,500 cheers and said, wanted the top position for a bit, birthday tax, and celebrations of a new job promotion. Shut up and take my money, KF and Nick. On the one, please give me a nipples. Kevin, may I please have my one? Nipple. There it is.
Smells good.
Thank you.
So now the problem is...
Here we go. What's the problem?
Nothing
there?
Is fucking playing audio out of this little fucking...
Well, we don't have any clips today.
No,
so
I know,
that's
but
totally
I'm saying
fine.
News. Like when you do the news, news,
nah,
news.
That's fine. I can say it.
Yeah. Kevin, let's get into the news. Go for it.
News, 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 news. News
Kevin,
news,
oh news, no, news. Kevin, my mom. Top on the news story today, Disney, 21st Century Fox shareholders vote to approve a $71.3 billion merger. The vote was not unanimous, but it was close enough, I guess, for Jazz or for whatever their corporate settings are. So that is happening, of course.
Thank fucking God.
The Justice Department has approved this as well. There's some small odds and ends they still have to wrap up before they can get this merger done and done. But we're all very, very excited about this.
It's supposed to be tied up. The thing I saw was that early 2019, they think they'll have this sewn up and it'll be
thinking.
All set to go.
That is what they're thinking.
That's going to be fucking awesome. Get the X-Men and the MCU, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And hey, you want to? You're like, I'm behind on the X-Men lore. Jump into XCU and review right now, youtube.com/kindoffunny.
Tim was mentioning there was some scuttlebutt of Dark Phoenix and New Mutants not necessarily being canned. Like they were thinking they were going to do those movies.
I heard that.
I didn't see
rumor.
Those stories.
Yeah, I didn't see a story. I heard the rumor. I think on our subreddit last night that was the thing for Dark Phoenix, possibly. But then it was that somebody was saying no, it was New Mutants definitely may be canceled. Phoenix probably okay.
From Screen Rant 6 hours ago, X-Men, Dark Phoenix, and New Mutants are not canceled.
Okay.
So
I think the more exciting thing. This is what we've talked about before. Is that remember Dark Phoenix was supposed to be out months ago. Then it was supposed to be out more now-ish.
Yeah.
Then it got punted to 2019. And everybody's like, what the fuck is going on? But then it was when rumors of this started. If it's been punted to 2019, we could get the most epic after credits of all time. Whatever Jean Grey does as Dark Phoenix tears a hole in reality and something spills out and like fucking somebody comes over, they go over.
You think Captain America's there? Maybe. You think Cap's there?
Maybe. Maybe everybody from the end of Infinity War comes over there. Like, what the fuck?
The name is, where are we? This is a much worse place.
Yeah, this place sucks.
This is worse than a lot of fucking prejudice here. This is terrible. Who the
fuck are you? A lot of hate over here,
man. Why do you got spice coming out of your stupid head?
Spice?
There was that one kid that had the spikes.
The blowfish guy, remember?
In Days of Future Past, where it was like, your
life. He hugs people and kills them?
Your life sucks.
Husk, maybe? Husk. I don't know. I can't remember.
Either way, next news story.
Oh, sorry.
This is a big development. Are you familiar with Leslie Moonves? Les Moonves, head of CBS.
He's been
head of CBS
Les Moonves, I've heard of. Yeah, what did he do?
Like he apparently was a big article. Ronan Farrow, of course, who was pivotal in the whole Harvey Weinstein thing.
Okay.
New York Times articles coming out, written by him, exposing Les Moonves of some sexual misconduct from 60 years ago and recently.
60? 6-0?
I think it was, yeah. Okay. Or 60, what did it say? Hold on. 20 years ago, excuse me. Not 60. 60 years ago would have made him like 10. 20 years ago. Not much in this other than to say that there is something coming. What's interesting to note, though, is the timing of this. Now, I don't know if you know what's happening with CBS and Viacom right now, but the head of Viacom, Sherry Redstone, just took over for her father, Sumner Redstone, who is now, there was a huge power struggle in Viacom. She won. And now she's trying to oust Les Moonves as the head of CBS.
Okay.
She's trying to combine the two and basically get him out because she doesn't like him.
CBS and Viacom aren't the same
CBS
thing?
CBS is owned by Viacom.
Okay.
So CBS is a subsidiary of Viacom.
Yeah, okay.
Sumner Redstone was this like 90-year-old billionaire who owned it and was
is
like, I'm never...
Is he a supervillain? Because Sumner Redstone sounds like somebody I would fight at the end of an RPG. Or it would be like, I he's like clearly the bad guy in town and I'm dealing with him and I go to fight him and then he's like, you don't even know my true power and he becomes like fucking, oh my God, you were Mount Sumner Redstone.
So Sumner Redstone put in his stead, when he became basically a little bit too old to run the company, he put a guy named Philippe Dumont in charge of it.
Yeah, this is all very
totally
RPG,
super villainy,
RPG,
right? Sherry Redstone thought it was like, no, we don't like this guy. Everyone at the company was like, this guy is basically just going to sell this place piece for people. Like, coming in, just going to profit off of this
and get
the hell out. And it's very obvious. So Sherry Redstone wrestled control away from him, and now Les Moonves is like, there's a lawsuit happening where she tried to oust him. He's like, you don't have the authority to do that, and yada yada yada, and there's lots of things being spurred back and forth. So I'm not saying any of that's necessarily connected to these claims of sexual misconduct, but the timing is very, very unfortunate for this whole ordeal, and it's crazy.
And it's dad and daughter. Dad and daughter,
but they didn't get along very well either.
Sure.
Yeah.
This seems like
it's fucking crazy. It's a crazy story.
This is ripe for an ABC drama.
It's going to be an ABC.
Rest in peace, Nashville.
It might be a CBS drama, depending on who actually has the rights to it, since, you know, it is CBS.
Well, it'll be one of those things where it's like based on reality, right?
Yeah, fair point.
Did you see this thing at Comic-Con where they did I was walking around Comic-Con outside of it and a bus went by and they had the billboard on there for a show coming up that's like basically, remember when that Malaysia Airlines plane disappeared and we're all like, what the fuck? It's like that, but the plane's back now like 15 years later or whatever. Like, I'm in.
It just lands.
Yeah, I'm like, that sounds fucking awesome.
Everyone's like, wow, that was a long flight.
Shit, for them, nothing changed.
Next news story. Now, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I'm a late adopter of everything.
You guys like mocking. I just like this product, and I use it at home. I used it this Monday.
Well, I don't understand why you just thought what I said was mocking. I know you enjoy this product, and I know it's not.
I don't believe you.
It was. When I get MoviePass fucking bullshit headlines tweeted at me that I don't care about, I feel for you.
Well,
evidently. You're not the only person that's hurt by this.
Kevin. I'm not hurt.
Kevin, apparently on Thursday night, some patrons were trying to use their MoviePass and they got turned away. And that is because Helios Maths and the parent company, the popular movie subscription service, said that they had a service outage on Thursday because it couldn't afford to pay for the movie tickets. The company had to borrow $5 million in cash Friday to pay its merchant and fulfillment processors, according to a regulatory filing. Helios and Matheson missed the payment to one of its fulfilling processors, and that contractor temporarily refused to process payments for MoviePass. Some customers complained. Well, whatever. I mean, it's not
now you're getting too far into it, but the news is that it's not.
The news is it's not looking great for MoviePass.
It's unfortunate. That being said, I have just watched my 26th movie in the last 7 months, so.
You got your money.
I've gotten my money's worth, you know,
Now, as I tweeted you, I signed up for the Alamo Draft
House.
How
much was it a month?
Version. They haven't even asked. I signed up for like to be notified when they're opening.
Okay. Now, see, this sounds like a great deal. I don't know what it is, but it sounds great.
I'm sure it's gonna be outrageously expensive. Like if all the
How much are you willing to pay?
Yeah. I mean,
$20 a month.
Even then, I'd be like, oof.
Because you only see two movies a month.
Especially at the Alamo, they're only showing three movies every what, like.
But here's the thing: if I go to see a movie and it's not us at 7 o'clock midnight showing, whatever you want to call it, I'm going to Alamo.
Sure.
I exclusively see movies there with Jen.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I like the theater.
Yeah.
I like the wings. They figured them out.
They did figure them out finally. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get over there that much.
See, it's a thing that. Where it gets weird is, and I'm sure this is like a gym membership, right?
Yeah.
Where people assume if I buy it, if I have the gym membership, you'll go to the gym more.
You won't.
My thing with the Alamo is, if I have it, I feel like if Jen and I both get it, easy date night. Maybe that becomes the standard, right?
Sure.
Of every Saturday we know we're going to go over there and see something. But then we travel so much that doesn't even work out.
That's the problem, see, is like date nights in my household have become, let's just hang out together on the couch.
Exactly.
Talk.
No, we've been doing that.
So why would I go across town? Like, it's so far for you, it's even farther for me. Why would I go across town for the Alamo?
Yeah.
And this has to be a $10 thing.
Yeah.
And I have to be able to see three or four movies a month with it.
Sure.
If it comes out of the gate $30 plus you get like half off beers, no thanks. I'm good. Not going to happen.
Yep.
Because mostly I see movies because, like, the most movies that I actually end up going to are because of Kind of Funny.
Yeah, of course.
100%.
Yeah.
I might see Mission Impossible Fallout this
weekend. I told you we're not allowed to see that. We're all protesting because they ruined Justice League.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. But see, the best way to protest something is from inside.
Fuck, that's a good point. You're going to go in there, you're going to have your sign and be like, down with the mustache. Justice League.
I am going
Snyder Cut?
I'm going to sit in the back row.
Got it.
And I'm going to enjoy
the
movie.
Oh.
I'm just going to enjoy the movie.
You're just going to go see the movie.
But I'm going to bring in like a I don't want to watch the movie vibe.
Okay, good. That's what I want.
And I'm hoping it spreads.
When you come out, no, if you liked it or you hated it, you just come out and you say you hated it.
Yeah.
All right, I like it. We're taking it from the inside.
I'll go on Rotten Tomatoes and I'll see that it's at a 98% or 6% or whatever and be like, it was a good movie. Probably.
Well, no, I mean, no.
I don't know how to protest.
Apparently you don't. It's very
exciting. Oh, loving you. Couple more tips. Tom Coswell said, recovered from working SDCC as a video producer for IO9. Here's a little cash your way. Don't you think Kevin looks like the Burger King Loki in this video I produced? I kind of double-taked when we shot it. Kevin, can we bring that up?
Yeah.
It looks like the Burger King Loki in this video I produced.
Let me first do this.
Give me your fucking money!
There we go.
There it is. That was worth it.
That was good. Good job, Kevin.
Can we do it one more time, please, so Greg can see it?
Give me your fucking money!
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I like how much you enjoy it.
It's so fucking funny, man. That's why I don't have kids, because they're fucking monsters. Omar Orange said, just starting my new job at Echelon Tech in SF. Thanks for getting me through the stress of college. Also, bringing up an old debate. If the moon was gone, wouldn't it affect the Earth's magma currents as well? What would be the repercussions of that?
It wouldn't affect the world too much. I looked into it.
Kevin looked into it. Kevin called the scientist.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean,
this is pretty cool.
This is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the text. The Incredible Panda Express is great.
Agent Service.
I love these cosplay montages.
Well, I like that they did a thing here of fast food.
He does look like Burger King. Let's go back and do it. Can we do a slow-mo pause on this, please? And here we are.
Yeah, that does look like Kev.
That looks a lot like Kev.
Kev, I would love to see you as Burger King Loki.
Kev, you got to dress as this. Now, you remember Kev dressed as Jon Snow for Halloween.
It looked
nailed
awesome.
Nailed it. Because he knows nothing, Jon Snow. But apparently he does know what would happen if the moon disappeared.
Not that much, apparently, though.
Big Mac 6000 gave us some more cheers. I just want to show some support. And I'm decoring a mango right now.
Yeah, you are, beast.
Starving Dogs gave us 500 cheers. And said, hey, chichi-poo-poo.
Hey, chichi-poo-poo, it's me, Andy.
Pizza Without Consequences said, what are the chances New Mutants, Deadpool, and any films a bit more outside of PG-12 will be under whatever banner films like Aliens, Predator, etc. are? Great question, right?
Yeah, I have no idea. Do you know anything about that?
I'm confused by this. It's PG-13 here, but whatever.
But I mean, I understand what he's saying, but isn't Aliens and Predator...
Well, Aliens are like Fox.
Yeah, so like
they're going to be brought in. They'll probably.
I don't think Disney is going to do that. I don't think they're going to worry about that.
I don't think they're going to care.
It'll be interesting if they keep doing rated R stuff. Have they said that?
They will.
Haven't they said that?
Yeah, they will. They're going to keep doing it. I don't know what banner it's going to be under, but who knows? I'm sure they'll just figure something else out, and it'll be the rated R banner, just like they always have been.
I mean, why wouldn't they just keep the Fox, like, as its own...
The Fox, the 20th Century Fox.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Because yeah, they want that Marvel Studios logo in front of
them. Yeah, I mean, for what they want. Like, things would go into different, like...
It seems like they're going to consolidate it, though. I don't... It's going to be interesting to see how they keep... If they keep the Fox brand alive. The 20th Century Fox
I don't
Fox
see
brand.
Why they wouldn't. It has notoriety, you know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure. But it's more or less than Disney?
And, I mean, but it's different. For rated R movies, yeah, right?
No, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Good point. Todd Weiss says, you may think my tip is too small, but your mom didn't.
Damn!
Oh, this is a tip that is 1 cent under, and now I regret having read that.
Why don't you pre-read them in your mind? Just
he can't. He can't.
What
you know how,
is
Nick,
the fun of that?
Nick exists right. in the moment.
How am I supposed to pre-read something in my mind
like
that's a paragraph
one.
Long?
Like this
you want me to just sit in silence?
It's literally 2 sentences. 3. It's from 3 sentences.
Kevin A. says, hey, Nick, Troy Baker's panel at RTX is at the same time as the RT Doc panel that you are in. Which one should I go to? Clear answer there, Troy Baker.
Yeah. Fuck Troy Baker.
Exactly.
We've all said,
fuck
what are you going to do? He's going to go there, he's going to play a guitar, which you can see online already, and he's going to just talk about, like, what he's going to throw his fucking thing around in his scarf, and he's just going to be like, hey, man, it was cool being Joel. Can't tell you what I'm working on now. I don't know if he vapes anymore.
Myself.
He might vape if he can, and then what is he going to talk about? I have a son. My life's great right now. It's great being a dad. My hair is brown. I've worked with Greg Miller a bunch of times. That's what he's going to say. There's the Troy Baker panel.
There you go. We just saved you 2 hours of your
life. Do you really, I mean, think about what you're saying. Do you want to go sit in a room, the same room as Troy Baker, an actor you love and respect and haven't probably met before? Be in the same room, share the same air, see him live, or do you want to go to our panel, sit there, and watch a documentary that won't be available on the internet for quite some time?
Yeah. You can see Troy Baker literally anytime. Because I do whenever I go to L.A.
We can
I go
him
by
right
his
now.
House.
We can call him right now.
I go by his
call
house.
Him.
I sneak in.
Call
I
Troy. The window. Call Troy. Call Troy.
A couple more tips, ladies and gentlemen. Professor D277 says, sup, Nick and Greg. I'm giving you my fucking money. Now stop yelling at me. But seriously, just pay my birthday tax. Keep fucking that chicken. Love you guys. Appreciate that. Our final tip for now is comes from Captain Sausages. Like that, it's plural.
Daddy, do you want some sausage?
It's my birthday weekend. Is 69 too much? Going to California Fair tonight. What should I eat? And best friends, please send some positive energy for all my wildfires, all the wildfires in California, especially the devastating car fire in the north. Is he going to answer?
No. I'll
Chase
I'll surprise
Man TKD
you.
Nope. says, I'm giving you money to tell
Holy
you.
Holy shit, I literally was just thinking.
Oh, wow, your ears were burning. Troy, it's Greg. You're on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. How are you?
Man, I'm good. I'm sitting here with Nolan North. You know Nolan? He's a new actor.
Like, I don't understand. Why are you letting him ride your coattails, all right? Nolan North washed up. We all know it, but you keep helping him out.
I mean, he's been on the show. It was a really good
Look,
episode.
He got his BAFTA. That was his clue to get out of the business. He just hasn't taken the hit yet.
So, Troy, go ahead. I come to you with bad news. It turns out your RTX panel is against the panel where they're premiering Nick's comedy documentary. So I need you to just cancel your panel.
Okay.
Thank
That's
you.
Easy enough. I actually would rather go to Nick's thing. That's not, he needs to move. What documentary?
They made a documentary about Nick and his stand-up comedy.
I'm a big deal, Troy. I'm a big deal. How are you? He just laughs.
Fine! Don't cancel your panel, Baker! We'll see you in hell! He just laughs in your face.
Oh, God bless that beautiful, beautiful man. Can I bring up this next little tidbit of fun?
Alright.
If you can. I love this. This comes from a quote from IGN. They were talking to M. Night Shyamalan in an interview, and he was talking about his original plans for Unbreakable before the movie was not very well received. It says, quote, when I made Unbreakable, I kind of intended to do 3 movies. Just in my head, I was thinking about doing that. It was just such a weird reaction to the movie. It wasn't received well at the time, so I just felt hurt, and I moved on.
Thank God he came back.
He came back to it.
Scroll down. I want to see more of this from
me. He further explained how Unbreakable grew from a cult following since its release in 2000, and he soon found his way to return to his universe. Quote, it grew into the moment where I wanted to make smaller movies. Then I made Split, and then it was the opportunity to come back to it. So it sounds like Split necessarily wasn't 100%. Like, maybe he was like, I like this idea for Split, and maybe we could tie this into the universe, and then it became a good idea. And he was like, but I mean, kudos to M. Night Shyamalan, because it was not well received. Unbreakable. I remember watching it going like, huh, this is interesting, but it was not the time and the place for it.
The problem was it had a bad promotional campaign. I'll always stand by this. This is the time when I was in high school. Me and my friends went to the movies every Friday, if not every Saturday as well. And I remember them showing the Unbreakable trailer over and over and over again every time we went to see it. And it always ended with RUUnbreakable.com or whatever it was. And I always made the joke to my friends that I made it once and everybody would laugh every time they see it. It was like, I wanted to stand up in the theater and yell, I am unbreakable! Like, yell at the screen. I never did.
Just jump off about
it. But I watched it over and over and I'm like, man, this movie does not look like I do not give a shit about this movie.
Right.
And what happened is, weeks later, when I think it was already out in theaters, they did a television spot where they finally were like, Samuel Jackson going through comic book pages and being like, I think these are myths and people are... And I was like, wait, this is a movie about comic books?
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. And then we went and saw it and it was amazing.
Yeah.
But that was what fucked it, is that they tried to sell it as like a weird M. Night Shyamalan movie when they should have sold it as, hey, it's a comic book movie.
Yeah, because they did the thing where it was like, let's just not tell you any details. Yeah. Let's make intrigue. If I remember correctly, the trailer was like, it starts with that. It's like, why is everyone looking at
exactly.
me?
Exactly.
Like
no, it was the doctor comes Shyamalan in. He's like,
I'm looking at you like this for two reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Whole, and that's
which
a fucking great.
Which, by the way, was M. Night Shyamalan. Oh, no, that wasn't actually M. Night Shyamalan. He was the guy that was a creepy guy in the movie that he like stops from breaking into line, right? He was the first, and M. Night Shyamalan has the cameo where he's he brushes up against him and he's like, oh, that guy's gonna sell drugs or whatever, and he goes and fucks him up in the bathroom.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
Unbreakable, great movie. I can't wait to fucking see
it. Go watch it, go watch Split, and guess what?
I haven't watched Split though. I can't get myself motivated to watch Split. The thing is,
Split's a very different movie.
Yeah.
It's a fucking dark, twisted movie.
Yeah, and that's why
it was so cool that the twist of the movie was that it was in this universe. Because you're like, damn, there's crazy shit that happens in this.
Right.
It's fucked up. It's like Silence of the Lambs level, like, twisted shit.
Okay.
You know the concept behind Split, right?
Yeah.
All right. I think we actually did all the tips already, so we got ahead of the game on that one. But it's P.S. I Love This Best Friend XOXO time. One day we'll have, like I've been requesting for the last 3 days, the Golden Girls theme song. Thank you for being a friend. I just want that one little bit.
Did you?
You see what I'm saying? Justin M is shouting out John Valenzuela. He is Tagless02. I guess that's his handle. John, he says, Tagless02 and Miguel Zorada have been such great friends. It all started in the YouTube comments with John, and since then we've hung out together and they invited me into their group and it's been amazing. I finally see what this community is about. Being able to feel like I'm a part of a tribe has really helped me deal with some of my issues, PTSD, social anxiety, and other things. Thank you, John and Miguel. You are truly great people and great friends. Now, Greg?
That's what it's all about!
That's what it's all about.
Best friends! That's what this community is all about. Be better to each other.
Be better to each
what
other.
What do you got for me?
It's giveaway time. Why don't you tell people how they can win?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to win the video game we give away each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames as part of Kind of Funny Morning Show, now rebranded Champ to Champ, and we're both on. It's simple.
Champ to champ.
Day by day. Tim stinks at games and Andy doesn't play.
He doesn't play.
Kevin's over there and Cool Greg's got short hair. We'll make it better. The champ to champ way.
That's really good.
Thank you.
That was really good. That's going to be the title of this episode. We debut champ the champ to champ theme song.
Okay, great. Okay,
that's
cool.
That's the title.
You can't wait for all 8,000 views on this episode.
You don't think people are going to click on that one?
We debut the
theme song.
No, Nick.
You think that's going to get some good clicks?
Anyways, if you want to win the game, it's simple. Be in the chat like so many of you are right now on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames watching us live. That's your way to enter free and not have to give us any money. However, you have three other ways you can get your name in, and that's right, for a grand total of four. You can subscribe to us on Twitch. That's right, if you sub to us on Twitch, you get the Kind of Funny logo next to your name, the cool emotes, private chat time with us. You get to play multiplayer games with me whenever we play multiplayer games again, and you get the show ad-free unless we bake them in. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, which means you get a free 30-day subscription to a Twitch channel of your choice that you have to re-up each and every month. If you're just driving your forklift right now listening to us, it would mean a lot that when you got home to a web browser, you logged into your Amazon Prime, went on over to Twitch Prime and put it in there and gave us that money. It helps out a lot. You could also go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Over there at the $2 level, you are automatically entered to win each and every giveaway we ever give away here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Plus, you get the perks of being a $2 person on Patreon, which gets you early access to shows, gets you exclusive things, you have a good time, you see things before other people do. Maybe if you're watching live on Wednesday, you saw Gary Whitta surprise a fan. That was cool.
That was really cool. Great of Gary as well. Before we get
to... Thank God he has nothing to do.
God bless him. Just tell him to go over and hang out more.
I try, but he's, you know, he's Gary.
He literally, like, yesterday was like, I just am bored all the time. I'm like, why don't you come hang out, play some Fortnite with us?
Well, because we're boring when you come here.
It's true.
All we're doing is working nonstop.
Or we can just be in the office.
I would love that. I've said that. It, oh, by the way, is AJ drinking right now? We've said Fortnite a bunch.
Who gives a fuck?
I give a fuck about AJ, Kevin. Give me my one.
Was this AJ Meadows?
No, it's not AJ Meadows. That's my problem, Kevin. I give too many fucks about all the kind of funny best friends.
Is that your problem?
Unlike you, Kevin, who's never given a fuck about anybody unless their name is Paula or fucking Thomas or Tim back in the day. I feel like your friendship is strained recently and we should get you into couples therapy.
Well, Tim's friendship with everyone is strained recently.
It's just because Tim's just strained out all the time.
I know, you know man. I mean? We gotta, like...
I've never met a guy who travels so much but gets so stressed out by all the travel.
Well, yeah, he doesn't like traveling.
Why does he do it then? You know what I mean?
His favorite vacations are staycations. Well,
of course, everybody's are.
Where he... No.
Yes. No, hey, everybody, guess what? I bought all this cool shit for my house. I have this box that gives me unlimited entertainment. I never have time to play any of the games or watch any of the movies. Guess what? I have a week off. You know what I should do? Fuck off to Scotland. That'll be great.
I do.
Walk around, fucking pay for everything because my fucking hotel doesn't have a burner in it. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Vacations are the biggest fucking scam.
No, don't believe in people.
That the fucking media has ever pushed on us.
Be an adult.
I remember growing up with the commercials for Kissimmee St. Cloud. I'll be caught dead in Kissimmee St. Cloud.
I'll fuck Kissimmee St. Cloud up.
Did you ever have those commercials?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. No.
Kissimmee St. Cloud is down in like the Florida Keys, I believe.
Sure.
And so like they run them ran those commercials non fucking stop during Chicago winters when you're just like inside fucking it's freezing outside and like come on down here. And then Jamaica too. You get the Jamaica ads here?
We got Jamaica. We got like Belize. Let's you know, you'd get the not the Cancun. There was you'd get the one for the tropical locations. We also got Vegas. We got Vegas now because California is so close.
Drewski 2K in the chat says, nope, it's near Orlando, Florida. Fun fact for everybody not in Florida, nobody understands fucking Florida.
Yeah.
I don't know where Orlando is in relation to Tampa Bay, in relation to Miami, in relation to the Keys, in relation to Kissimmee St. Cloud, in relation to American
Wing. We don't go to Florida.
Exactly.
We should go to Florida.
Too far away.
No, fuck Florida.
Florida's fun.
No, Florida's fun. Not fun.
Florida's like one nonstop party where no one,
where everyone is sweating.
Let's buy the cheapest booze possible and drink as much of it as possible.
No.
And jean shorts and bikini tops. And chubbies and just suntans and people are hammered and nobody knows who's inside who. That's Florida.
That's not Florida at all.
Prove me wrong.
You're forgetting all about. I've been there so many times. The humidity of Florida fucking sucks.
Why have you been to Florida so much?
Because my family used to go on every fucking summer, multiple times a year, and it was just awful. Like they go.
I was like trying to deconstruct that sound. My family used to go every summer, multiple times a year.
They go like for.
Well, in Peru, there's multiple summers
a year. They only have two seasons.
In Peru, they only have two seasons. They have summer, autumn.
Before the chat starts talking shit about me, let me explain it. They go during summer more than once a summer.
Okay.
So it was two times in a fucking
That's
one
a
summer.
Lot to go to Florida.
Yeah, it is. It fucking sucks.
Well, if you're from Peru, you're
like
right there.
6.5 hour flight or something, right?
Peru, but this way, longer than this way. See, if you go up from Peru, you're just
would it
2 minutes, you're there.
Would it surprise you right now that if you brought in a map of the world, I don't think I'm getting in spitting distance to where Peru really is when you ask me to put it on the fucking map,
I think you could get
it.
Bring me up a blank map.
I'm getting it.
Put it over here. Put it on the back wall.
Wait, before you do that, why don't you do that? Before you do that, let me do the ad read real quick. Of course, this episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescriptions or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get $20 off your first Simple Contacts order by visiting simplecontacts.com/kindafunny20 and entering promo code KINDAFUNNY20. That's KINDAFUNNY20 into that promo code area. Tim wears contact lenses. He was on the show this week and he swears by this service. He dreads the annual appointment. We've already established Tim does not like leaving his house. So any service that makes it easy for him to renew his prescription for his baby blues, he freaking loves it. It also gives him the opportunity, of course, to use his phone. He takes pictures of himself. It's a whole rigmarole. And if they get it wrong, they text you. You do it again. Very, very simple. Worth noting, of course, the Simple Contacts vision test isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye exam. You still got to go in and have an actual doctor look at you. IRL. For now, I say. Maybe one day tech will... You know, they'll get ahead of that. Simple Contacts brings doctors to your home or to your office or home. The vision test is designed by doctors, and every test is carefully reviewed by a doctor. Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your brand of lenses from anywhere in minutes. Right now, to save $20 off your first Simple Contacts order, go to simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and enter the promo code kindoffunny20 at checkout. That's $20 off your first Simple Contacts order when you go to simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and enter your promo code kindoffunny20 at checkout. You want to be like Tim? You want to love those baby blues? You want to do something good for yourself without having to leave the comfort of your own home? Simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20. There you go. Today's winner comes from the Kind of Funny Patreon. Congratulations, George Ruth. You have won Digimon nice. Story, Cyber Sleuth, Hacker's Memory on PS4. I hope that's all one title.
Dude, this looks really cool. I'm actually this really
does
happy
look really good. This is
out.
Really yeah, good. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We are worldly.
We should make a set that looks like we're a villain.
It's like the nightly news.
Like we're a villain?
Yeah, we're villains. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I do. I know exactly what you mean.
Sorry, I'm all worked up with this MK Gibson book.
I gotta scooch out of the way. All right.
Okay, so
let's get you in the ballpark.
Now, here's what I want you to know. Number one. The chat was like, started calling out other things to quiz me on. You're welcome to pull from them. Number two, I also saw someone in the chat in all caps say, no one put it in here, don't give me. So I closed the chat, right? Excellent. I hit it with my finger.
Excellent, excellent.
So I'm trying to find.
Well, let's actually start with New Zealand.
Oh, sure. Well, now New Zealand, I'm I just, now know, hey, thanks to the Monopoly documentary, this is New Zealand.
We can't see you, though. You gotta
but
move
I mean,
the chair.
You know I'm there.
Right.
Where is it? Go ahead and point
hold on,
at
hold
it.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Thanks to. Wow, man, my dick looks great when I do this.
Okay.
This is New Zealand. That's New Zealand, right? Where the Kiwis are?
New Zealand,
that's where
yeah.
the Kiwis are.
What's above it? What's the one above it? Is that whole thing New Zealand?
That's Australia. Yeah.
Which one's New Guinea? Papua New Guinea?
Yeah.
Is I feel like that's a there? Test. I feel like that's a test.
Which one is it?
I don't know the ones down on the
I'm
bottom.
I'm going to say the long one is New Zealand and the little one's Papua New Guinea?
I don't even know if that's where that's at.
I don't either.
It's up top, guys.
This is Papua New Guinea?
Wait. Hold on. Now I'm looking it up. God damn it, I can't.
All right, let's go back to Peru.
Peru.
Where do you think Peru in general is?
In general, I know it's in yeah, cool. It's the, wait, here. On. It's in the South Hemisphere, yes. And it's.
That seems accurate.
Yeah, South America. Though I'll tell you what, if you want to talk about
what's the big one,
if
what's
you want to know, hold on. South America. If you want to talk about a continent that is just question marks for everyone in America,
yeah.
Right?
Because
mm-hmm. like, and I'm not knocking it. If you're a South American viewer, we love you very much. But like, what is happening down here? What is happening? Because I feel like you want to talk. I mean, obviously, North America gets a lot of praise. A lot of shit's happening because we live here. And then over here, you got your England, your UK, all that stuff. A lot of shit happening. They speak the same mm-hmm. language.
Miller,
we, of course, love France too much.
A lot
we
of turmoil over there in the Middle East. We know that because we always make them our enemy in
sure,
every single
yeah,
thing.
Sure, yeah, there's turmoil in the Middle East. Russia,
we got Russia and China.
Japan, we love his
poor
gamers.
India's down there.
Now, here's what you're going to say, though. All right, Greg, fine. But Africa, not much happening either. But the thing about it is, people in America love to come to Africa for safaris and things.
Yeah.
And of course, I think The Lion King was set there.
That's of course.
So that's why I think if you're going to talk about continents and you're going to rank them in terms of like, hey, man, here's the
you
thing.
You think that Africa ranks higher than South America?
100%.
Wow.
100%.
Wait, what was that? Wow. I missed out on that. I was
in general,
to, I was trying
like,
to think if I know where Peru is.
It's one of those things of, hey, if I was to say to you, Nick Scarpino,
yeah.
we're going to put all the continents on a list here,
yeah.
right? I want you to rank them in terms of like, things you know or hear about or people talk about the most.
Here's the problem,
South
though.
America at the bottom.
I spend a lot of time doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Ah,
so I hear a lot yeah. about Brazil, and I spend a lot of time with Brazilian people.
I feel like people go to Brazil all the time.
Too. I'd like to go to Brazil. I'd like to go to Rio de Janeiro. I'd like to go to Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
I've been told, though, that as a white boy, they will rob my ass.
Sure.
So
sure.
I don't want to get robbed.
Well,
that's
I mean,
a joke,
isn't
by
that
the way.
Why you're
but
learning,
I want to see the statue.
You're learning all the moves.
I want to see the statue.
You want to go down the Fast and the Furious tour.
Fuck yeah,
all
I do, man.
Greg, real quick.
Yeah. The Favelas.
You were asking about Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
Now, you caught me off guard because I was like, oh, shit, when you pointed at the...
I always said that because he said it.
When you pointed at it, it is, in fact, right above Australia to the right. I don't like...
This,
yeah,
that
that's
one?
The... No, right there, yeah.
Right
that's
there, okay.
the one. The right side.
Okay.
See, I don't know any of those. What's the one right at the bottom?
What?
Tasmania. Is that Tasmania? The one right at the bottom, the
this,
little like
the
it looks like
tip?
It used to be a part
isn't
of.
Isn't that Australia?
I would think so.
Is that still Australia?
I think that's still Australia. I think okay. Tasmania's up.
Shit, man! I don't know anything about that part of the world.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for all AU friends out there. I apologize.
Oh no,
I failed you
and
the
again,
last time. I'm gonna eat my laptop now.
No, everybody,
no,
everybody,
I have
quiet
to eat
on the floor.
I have
please.
To eat it.
A quiet
no,
on the floor.
No, real
a quiet,
quick.
Quiet, quiet.
Nick's
for
right.
all of our international brothers and sisters watching this right now, going, I can't believe
how fucking dumb you guys
the disrespect. That they're giving our countries and continents. No, it is how stupid we are.
Yeah.
And honestly, and I stand by this, that the American education system is no good, because all it ever taught me, I've done the thing of label the countries on the continent and all that jazz, right? All our school system teaches us is to pass the test. I cram all that information in. I remember this thing is that thing, and I do like, oh, the one that kind of has a triangle is this.
Yeah, see.
Based around that, and then I forget it because why the fuck would I ever need that information? And they don't encourage you to learn in an interesting way. Kevin Coelho from kindoffunny.com.
I was totally wrong. He was right. That is Tasmania.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so see, now back to the real reason we brought this up. See, where is Peru?
Peru.
Peru.
So now, again, real quick.
I'm aware it's down here.
Can we help him narrow in?
No.
Sure.
Okay.
I think you should let me. I mean, I've
okay, point to it.
I think you should let me take my shot
take
and then
shot.
Find out. Because I don't know. I said I couldn't get within spitting distance of it.
Okay.
And I'll tell you now, and I know it's down here, right?
Yeah.
We are now into, I legitimately have no idea where fucking Peru is.
And here's how, process of elimination.
All. No
process of elimination. Yeah. Do you think it's in South or Central America?
I think it's in South. Correct?
You're right on that.
Okay, cool. So now we're getting warmer.
Okay.
I'm going to throw out there, I think it's the long one, because the long one I know has some kind of name that I should care.
I fucking hate you, you piece of shit.
This is a failure of the educational system.
Yeah, we hate
Chile. That's Chile. Oh, that's where Ignacio Rojas is.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What up, Ignacio? I'll point at you.
Chile, is this Argentina? Argentina? This is the bottom one, right?
No, I thought it was the top one.
No, this one's Brazil.
No, not that one, the one in the middle.
This one?
Or
this one?
That one.
I don't know what that one is. Look up Argentina.
I'm looking it up.
Now, Peru, that's Colombia, right?
Right, that's Argentina. Didn't realize Argentina was so fucking big.
It's huge.
Yeah.
This is Colombia, right?
Yes.
So Peru is either here or one of these, right? Fuck. See, I don't know where it is either. I'm going to guess this one. Is that Peru?
No.
Damn it.
Is this one?
Nope.
This one?
Which one?
This one.
No.
Shit.
It's the longer one that you guys aren't touching.
This one.
That's it. That's Peru.
Oh, well, that was the first one I touched.
No.
But I didn't guess it.
Okay, so I didn't guess it right. Yeah, yeah. So now talk me through this on your side. You were saying your family goes to Florida multiple times a year.
Yeah.
Summer.
Florida being up here.
Are they going from California?
Florida is America's
going
doinker.
From California.
I'm just making sure. I didn't know what member of your family.
Yeah, okay. But notice where, it's the same time zone as Florida.
Yeah. Well, also, I mean, more than anything, notice, it looks like the tip of Florida got cut off in reverse.
Sure.
I understand why your family then has a love for Florida, America's Wang.
Also, it looks like, I never noticed it, but it is the doinker of America, and it looks like it dripped all of these islands right here. I will also say,
where
does Central America cut off? That's my question, because it's like here, right? Because Colombia is technically half in Central America, right?
No, Central America cuts off right there.
Where? Right here?
There, yeah, Colombia, right?
Yeah, Colombia, but is Colombia in South America or is it Central?
It's in South America.
Fuck, man,
above Colombia, Central.
This is Costa Rica around here, right? Costa Rica's like here. Yeah, see, I don't know anything about it.
Where's the thing?
Mexico.
Where's the thing people take ships through?
That's Panama. That's right here.
Suez Canal?
It's in the middle.
Is that the Suez Canal?
Panama. It's the Panama Canal.
Panama Canal. That makes more sense.
The Suez Canal, I feel like...
Yeah, Costa Rica right above Panama, right here, this little fucker.
So this is Costa Rica?
Yeah.
That's Panama. That's Colombia.
Colombia.
I want to go to Bogota one of these days.
Bogota.
I think it's cool.
Fun story, the way I always remembered in tests in school, New Jersey, the state of New Jersey, uh-huh. is that I feel the outline of New Jersey, cool, Greg, you like this, looks like Bart Simpson pregnant. So if you ever look at the outline of New Jersey, you'll see that from now on, remember, it looks like Bart Simpson pregnant.
That's weird, dude.
Oh, man. It's a good show.
It's a great show.
Great show.
Not
so much a great show for the audio listeners.
We don't teach. Enjoyed this hearing how wrong we were about everything.
But a really good one for...
See, it's Bart Simpson pregnant in New Jersey. That's the outline of New Jersey.
That looks like Frankenstein or something.
But again, when you're a kid trying to fucking pass the test...
That does look like Bart Simpson pregnant. I see it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Bart Simpson. Maybe Bart Simpson later in life when he's let himself go.
Sure, of course.
He stopped doing his bag, right?
That's his bag.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into sub only mode, ladies. And we'll talk to you guys for a little bit, and then Greg's got to go because he's got another show.
Another show right here.
Let that go through.
I'm actually surprised how bad I was doing on that.
Yeah, I know. You talked a lot of talk about it, you know.
That's wrong.
But that's why it's science with Kev, not geography with Kev.
Well, I used to be spectacular at geography. I could name
A-Rock 86, geography with kind of funny.
We're the worst. It's fun, though. That is actually, you joke around about vacationing, and yes, I also mirror your sentiment that it's not relaxing or in any way, shape, or form a vacation to go travel, but I do enjoy traveling for the one reason is that I know where things are on the map once I've traveled there.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Really?
I talked about, I think on the Game Over Greggy show where we did this with the United States, you, me, Jared, and Andy.
Yeah.
I very distinctly remember fucking up Massachusetts, and I've been to Massachusetts a bunch.
Nobody cares about the East Coast. Okay. That's the problem. See, the problem is when you're West Coast,
East Coast, West Coast.
East Coast, what coast? You know what I mean?
I do know. I do know what you
Central
mean.
Central time, what time? What's that? I'd love to wear your chain. The answer to that's always yes.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
Now, what's the story? This is the Sasha chain.
This thing is heavy as fuck.
Is it also a limited thing like the Sasha glasses?
Is this solid gold?
But still, it's like special because it was given to me.
You know? Oh, sure. Yeah, it was given to you.
Are we in subscriber mode? I can't tell. I think I logged
out
of it.
Yeah, okay, all the subs are there.
Great. There we go. Well, I just wiped it all out. Now you got to read some subs.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
It is Deathman TKD says, it's the boss chain! Tagato says, Central Time, Essential Time. I don't know if I really know. Get Bucket says, Nick, Altered Carbon is getting a second season with Anthony Mackie taking over as the lead.
I'm excited.
Fucking Falcon.
Yeah, I actually would be interested in that, sir. You have my curiosity.
But you didn't even watch the first season.
It's eighth one. Who cares? It's Eighth Wonder says, Nick, give me your Emma Watson mug. No, you can't have it.
Great mug.
You can't have it. This is Cool Greg and Mai's favorite mug.
G-shit. Drewski2K says, Greg, when you draw the Superman S, do you vary it up and do Man of Steel, Kingdom Come, etc.? I vary it up to an extent. I've never been able to successfully, qualitatively draw the Kingdom Come Superman S, so I stay away from that, and I usually do a more just traditional one. But sometimes I'll put my own spin on it and do stuff. I like to do that old one. What was it? Not Superman 3000 or whatever, but the one from the far-flung future that was the, you know, Pentagon, and then it was the ovals in it, not ovals, pill-shaped, three of them, lined down the center, and then you alternated black and gold, and I do that sometimes, or not gold, you know.
Justin Ryan Bear says, Nick, please give me a Christopher Walken butthole. It's fine. Butthole. Not my best.
Panzerg2 says, Greg, what's the progress of your Superman comic? You'll find out. We're recording Greg's Comic Book Club with Irene Coe. Famed comic book artist on Monday, where I'm supposed to have my draft of issue one. And again, I have to just sit down this weekend and put it into panels.
Ignacio Rojas says, Greg, I felt so offended when you called Chile Peru.
But then, how about this? Yeah,
You should hear what Kevin says about Chile when the camera's
on. Do I know where your country is, Ignacio? No. But when it was revealed that it was Chile, what did I immediately say? Oh, that's Ignacio Rojas. I'm pointing at it.
Right.
So take your offended bullshit, shove it up your shitty fucking ass, and salute me for knowing you're there.
Now, a good way to remember Chile is it looks like the Chile pepper when you look at it on the map.
That's a good one. That's
you
a
see?
Good one.
And if you ever see Ignacio Rojas in person, he looks like a chili pepper. It's weird. It's very weird. Oh, people are calling timeout.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Because whenever Ignacio says anything, we time him out. We pretty much time him out.
You can't time him out when he hasn't done anything wrong.
Did we make this emote? This timeout is one of the new emotes?
It's amazing, yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't realize.
Greg, we time out people a lot on this show.
That's fine, I just didn't know.
By time him out, we don't know how to untime him back in, so sometimes they just stay timed out for like 20 minutes. When Kevin screws up and he just puts... One time, I forget what it was, I think it was Ignacio.
Ignacio Rojas has been timed out for 60 seconds by Ramad Zeiger.
We timed him out for 10 minutes one time and he came back and he's like, can you fucking not time me out for 10 minutes next time?
Greg, we timed it out
again. It was the best. All right, everyone, that is the morning show for this week. Remember, no morning show or Games Daily next week. We apologize, but it's a much-needed vacation for us. If you're coming to RTX, I expect to see your butts in the seats of that RT documentary screening. If not, of course, come to our signings, our meet and greets, all that stuff. We're having all sorts of fun stuff. Our panels, center stage stuff. It's all going to be fun. Will we have excitement with the belts? Who knows? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. The shadow knows.
The shadow knows. But I will see you guys in 1 week, unless I see you IRL in Austin. I love you very, very much. Stay tuned for Kinda Funny Games Daily with Tim and Greg. Kevin, please cut the feed.